Please.
Bring it on. Want some, get some. Can I get a hell yeah?
Yes, I am a pirate.
You have to go with the pirates, because of course they have cannons and everything.
It's a pirate's life for me.
Be proud of who you are and what you are. You're a pirate.
This is a first down.
Because when you're in East Carolina, you go for it every time. When you don't coach in East Carolina, you don't come to East Carolina, you don't play in East Carolina with a weak heart. Write it.
I think I've ever been in a building as loud as that was. It was deafening in there.
Whoever them are, I can promise you that.
And it's crumpled all night long in Eastern North Carolina.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.
Yeah, 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 yeah. My heart is purple and gold. I'm a pirate down to my soul, and I don't back down not at all. Find out when the cannons explode.
All right, welcome into On Deck right here on the Sports Objective. As we're bringing you, getting you ready for a great weekend. The Pirates are off to a great start this week, 2-0, and we'll be talking about that. But first, everybody's wondering where everybody is. I'm sure Kyle will be making his appearance at some point. By the way, Alan, you were supposed to talk to the lawyers about his contract. He's upset. He said he might enter the transfer portal. So if you guys are wondering where Kyle is, we're trying to work out a behind the scenes. We're trying to work out a deal.
Right now, Kyle's got to take his physical to make sure he's fit to come on the Sports Objective. You have to do a physical at least every 6 months to sure that you're physically fit to come on the Sports Objective. So hopefully he'll join us a little later, because you know my understanding is there were some problems, but he passed his physical, so he's good to go for another 6 months.
Okay. All right. So we'll just, maybe he's working out the rest of the details. So we've been doing the show for 8 years. So that means I've done 16 physicals and I've still lived to tell about it, but
yes, yes. And, I always say, when the person gives me a physical, if you're going to do that to me, you're going to take me to dinner and a movie.
That's right.
Yeah, that's it.
Or you could be on the Sports Objective. Yeah, so we have, let's see, Johnny's on en route. He's in, was in Williamsburg. He's en route to Greenville, I think. Yes, he is. And then, let's see, Stevie has been working, I know, and he may have a podcast tonight. And then who else? Justin is getting his daughters to bed. He's a great dad. And so we'll see him. My kids will go to bed after our show. They usually go to bed after we get done. So anyway,
we're all busy men, Dave. We have things to do.
So it's down to you and me. And,
that's right. We're all tag team champions.
Yeah. We've won them like four or five. Is it five times or four times? I can't keep
it. Five time champions. One time was there was some controversy about some brass knuckles and a DQ, but we were awarded the belts.
So. Yeah, I had the chair, that steel chair I shouldn't have used to knock the guy out, and then you pinned him.
Yeah, that's correct.
But
correct. Anyway, when the pile driver was illegal, I used it behind the referee's back, and the rest is history.
Oh, man. I even missed that. I don't know. I was distracted talking to the manager or something, I guess. Anyway, welcome in as we're having a fun. We're having a good time tonight, and why not? Again, we won last night. 11-0. And then tonight, 24-3. Alan, I thought we were playing baseball. And you know, when they were putting up the I was getting ready for the show and they put that graphic up, and I was like, that when you see it visually, I knew what the score was, obviously, but when you see that, you automatically think football when you see 24-3.
35 runs in two games. I think at least in the short term, we've answered the question, when are the bats gonna come alive?
Yes, we're good. And, you know, I'm not just saying that to be nice. Cliff Godwin has forgot more about baseball than I'll ever know. You and I are both huge fans of him personally and professionally. We say that a lot. I think a lot of coach, and appreciate him. And just wanted to also, Justin's coming on the show. He actually played, I know, I believe he played for Robert Fulgham as well. But we wanted to send our condolences out to the Fulgham family. Robert Fulgham, obviously Green Central coach and legend in Eastern North Carolina when it comes to high school baseball. Even Cliff Godwin played the, you know, for him, and a great man, passed away at the age of 83. And I know that his family's going through, I'm sure, a tough time. And we wanted to send our condolences as a baseball show. We couldn't be on this broadcast without mentioning Rabbit Foljam.
No, he's a legend in North Carolina and in Greene County. And everybody loved him. And I have had an uncle. He and Rabbit were like really close friends. And Rabbit's just was a great gentleman. And he's going to be missed.
No doubt. And we'll be talking more about that. I just want to make sure the people that joined us at the top, we're getting the crowd coming, shuffling in. The crowd is shuffling in, just like the Piano Man. By the way, I do have a song that I was thinking of as we were starting the show. This is like summer of 69 when Brian Adams talks about Jimmy quit, Jody got married. I'm like, but we have been far. We've been here 8 years, but we have made it. But the guys not being here, I was going to mention that as well, that it's a shame. But we'll get those guys back at some point, I'm sure. And maybe Kyle will come on in just a little while.
Well, you know, we're all busy. We're all adults. We all have things to do. But the VIPs are in the room, baby. Dave Richmond and myself, not bragging, just stating a fact. You know, we're here through rain, sleet, snow, 90-degree weather in March. Doesn't matter. We're here.
Even so, a leak in the roof, we'll put a tarp on and still do the show.
Yeah, I've had a leak in my roof for years. That's what people tell me.
I'm not going to even touch that one because we have a family show. And
it was nothing that people have always just said. I had my wires didn't quite make connection, or I had a leak in my roof, or, you know, whatever. It's just, that's what people think.
All right. Do you want to do kind of take a look at both games while we have a chance?
Well, we can look at today. I mean, Pirates score early and often, Dave. Every inning produced runs. Everyone who was in the game got in on the action. You know, I mentioned before the season started, I mentioned Alex Boucher, and I really thought he was going to contribute and have a bounce back. And thank goodness I've been right. I love that kid. And to come back after, you know, what he dealt with last year, to come back and contribute this year and be a part of the team, I just think that tells you a lot about that young man and what kind of character he's got. But you name it. Pirates were just on it today. They were on it yesterday. 35 runs in two games, only give up 3 runs.
Hey, that's right, 35-3.
Yeah, I mean, it was a total domination. And again, I mean, two baseball teams, not bad baseball teams, hovering around 500. We know, you know, William and Mary's always pretty good. Old Dominion's always there. So you got to beat who you play. Pirates, maybe this is the catalyst for, you know, this continuing as the season goes on. And who knows, this could be the start of something special, hopefully a long, you know, solid winning streak.
Yeah, for the game yesterday, let's talk about that 11-0 win over the Monarchs of Old Dominion. We had two CAA rivals here, Alan. We had home against Old Dominion and then in Williamsburg with William and Mary. Let's talk about Old Dominion. I mean, I'm looking at the box score right here. Every single inning. I know Coach Godwin talked about that last night with Coach O. We have 2 runs in the first, 1 run in the second, 1 run in the third. How about those? There's 3 runs in the fourth, 1 in the fifth, 1 in the sixth, and then a 2-run shot in the seventh inning, and that made it 11-0, and the game was over. A run rule there. Ryan Towers, he gets the win. Bailey Matela gets the loss, and Gavin Marley came in and got the save for East Carolina. So I know people always are critical about everything when it comes to players and stuff. But hey, when it comes to East Carolina, these kids are so resilient, and I think the fans, we have a harder time bouncing back than the players do. But I'm really proud of these players. And you said, I'm glad you mentioned Alex Boucher, because you and I both agreed on that we were expecting that Alex Boucher, from what we've heard in the fall, and we talked about in the preseason before we had on deck, we talked about the very fact that Alex Boucher, we were expecting good things from him. And you always want to root for a kid like that, that we know his heart is in the right place, and he had a tough year. And I think in the social media online era that we live in, they're so brutal with people when they don't realize that the kid is not intentionally throwing games or making errors just because they, I told you it was mental. I told you it was all mental. He has the talent. It just got to a point where last year, it just, I guess it gets in your head. And we always talk about baseball as a game of failure, Alan. And so,
you try to keep these kids away from social media for obvious reasons, but you can't do that. They read this stuff. The Old Dominion game for ECU was death by 1,000 paper cuts. You know, two runs here, runs there, two runs here. And before you know it, it's 11-0. You run rule a decent Old Dominion team. But we talk about Alex Boucher. I know his mother pretty well, and I know that he's a talented guy. And, you know, we all felt for him last year because all the keyboard warriors and internet pundits can be cruel, absolutely cruel. And this is a young man that has put his heart and soul into this program, as they all do. And somebody, you know, and people can say things online and there's no accountability. You can type what you want, say what you want. Once you hit send, it's out there. People don't think about, you know, what they're typing and look at what they're doing before they hit that send button a lot of times. But, you know, I'm sure he saw a lot of that. And, you know, maybe that was motivation for him. Maybe that was fuel for him to come back this year stronger and better and to give the old middle finger salute to keyboard warriors that doubted last year, because it got really ugly a few times. And
not necessary.
It was completely I don't get it. I mean, I just don't get it. I mean, we all know that there was a struggle last year and we all know what was going on, but why pile on and be Captain Obvious about things like that? I don't get it. When I truly believe that was probably bulletin board material for him from last year. And this year, so far, he's come back, you know, with a vengeance and really been solid, you know, from day one. And I'm really happy for him.
No doubt. And I tell you what, when you talk about that, it makes you root harder for the kid when you know he's a good kid. You know he has talent. Mm-hmm. And even if I'm just saying this hypothetically so people hear me, even if he did not have talent, right? Even if he did not have talent, I would still be rooting hard for the kid because he has East Carolina on his chest. I'm not rooting against him, right? But Alex Boucher has proven he has a lot of talent. We knew he had a lot of talent. And you know what? Last year is last year. That's the greatest thing about once a season's over, in this perspective, context, it's over and we can't do anything about it anyway. And he's doing a great job not looking in the rear view. He's doing a great job contributing to the team. And I remember Coach talking about the fact that whenever they were in Clearwater, and I think he went to his room and said, hey, you know, you're not starting. And he was happy with whoever's going to start. He just wanted to win the game. And that takes a lot of character from a kid. And it tells you they're a real teammate when they can accept, hey, I'm not starting today. Because, you know, the world we live in now, transfer portal, NIL, this, that, the other, it can easily be an individual thing, but he was putting the team above him. And that, to me, when I heard that last year, I believe Coach talked about it again in the media day back in January, that makes me root harder for the kid, is knowing that he really has his head on straight. And I can talk a lot about Alex Boucher, but I'm glad you brought him up because we've been needing to give him some love for the way he started out this season. And Irving, what's up, Irving? We haven't seen you in a while, Irving. He said game summary. We'll be glad to do that for you tonight for William and Mary. We've got the stats for you. Final score again is 24-3. And is it Antolik? Brett Antolik got the win tonight. And as a matter of fact, check this out, Alan. We were talking about the box score for last night's game. We were on the road at William and Mary. It was 2-1 in the first inning. Then we scored 3 runs. We scored 4 runs to their 1 in the third. In the fourth inning, we scored 7 runs. The fifth inning, we scored 7 runs. And then we tacked on 2 more in the sixth. And, of course, we run ruled them, which meant in the seventh inning, we didn't play that inning. So 24-3. Wow. And Irving Bennett says, Pirate Wild Dog defense hold William and Mary's Tom Rosant scoreless as Eddie Hicks, Willie Hawkins, and Leander Green score 3 touchdowns. Talking about that, 35 runs in the last 2 days, but 24-3. Irving, thank you for that, because I was talking to Alan It was Pat Dyer. It was before my time, but I know we used to play William and Mary, which I think is cool. I have no problems with that. And even though I paid attention to the game and everything, when you see that score, 24-3, it automatically makes you think about a football game. So anyway, great, nice touch there, Irving. Good job there. For I knew that somebody was going to make a football reference tonight, and you brought it. You brought it to the show. So if you have a question or comment for us, any questions you've got tonight, then make sure that you put that in the comment section. By the way, for those of you that watch us on X, I haven't told the fellows, including the gentleman that's with me right now, Alan. Yes, that's Alan Vick. We're having trouble with X, not us, but the software we use. And we have had a huge audience from X, so the Twitter folks. So yes, we're aware of it. I try not to talk about technical stuff on the air, but I do want to let y'all know that it has nothing to do with us. It has to do with something between the old Twitter X and StreamYard. So bear with us for you got plenty of places that you can watch the show. Facebook, LinkedIn, my YouTube channel, the Sports Objective YouTube channel, my personal Instagram, and the Sports Objective's Instagram. So there's plenty of places you can watch it beyond X, but I did want to mention that as well.
Yep. If you want to find the show bad enough, you can find a place to watch it. So, and we're very appreciative of that. All the platforms that we're able to be on to spread the gospel of ECU.
And next week we're going to be on at 8:05 on the Superstation WTBS. So
that's right. Right after the reruns of Tom and Jerry and the Three Stooges, we're gonna come on at 8:05. Right after wrestling, and we'll be on 8:05 next Thursday night. And it looks like we got another comment.
Yeah, Irving says, "Go Pirates! Great win today." Yeah, it is a great win. And anytime Alan can tell you when you're playing sports, just like I know that I'm gonna give you some love of Carteret Speedway when you have Carteret. You know, like if you win a race, it doesn't matter how you won the race. You won the race. And no matter what sport it is, the fact that we got a win today and convincing, that's the thing, is that our bats have come alive. I mean, come on, 35. I don't care who you're playing, 35 runs in two games. That should say a lot. This team, we have a super regional team. I've been saying that since preseason. And that's not me speculating. That's Cliff Godwin. That's certainly Jeff Palumbo, and it's a few little things. And Austin Knight, the whole team, the whole staff. It's great to have like Jake Agnos back, Thomas Francisco, Bryant Packard. A lot of those guys that have been there, done that. They played at a very high level. So good to have them back. And like I said, 35 runs in two games, Alan. Will you take it if we can get every two games we get 35 runs?
I will take it every day and twice on Sunday because, as you know, we've scuffled at times this year with the bats, but it's good to see things, you know, the bats come alive. And like I said earlier, hopefully this is going to be a catalyst for better things to come. I'm totally with you. I think this is a regional team, no doubt. And I think better than that. And now is the time. You're, you know, a little bit, a little bit more than a third of the way through the season. Now is the time, as the weather warms, at least temporarily, to catch fire. And we see it a lot with Cliff's teams. When the weather warms, even for two or three days, the bats get warm. And that certainly has been the case over the last couple of days.
No doubt. And congratulations again to the Pirates. 24-3 today, if you're just joining us. What do you think about this weekend with Penn? You can put that in the comments. And certainly, we're all excited to have a homestand. There's a lot of tickets. So let's get that jungle. I know the jungle will be rocking right now. We're 9-7-1 right now. I believe the alpha. No, it should be 10-7-1. I beg your pardon. A winning streak of three. And just really proud of the team. We can say that. Put your questions and comments in there. We'll be glad to answer any question you may have. Except for where were you on the night of August the 12th of 2005? I won't remember it anyway. Alan, do you remember where you were August the 12th?
August of 2005?
Yeah. Saying if, like, no FBI interrogation.
August of 2005, I was working in radio in Rocky Mount, North Carolina, in August of 2005.
That's right. You sure were. I did remember
that. In Rocky Mount, North Carolina, at a radio station called The Big Dog.
Yeah, and I was right
behind you. And on another station. That was where I was 21 years ago in August.
All right. And I was still at the Eastern North Carolina School for the Deaf coaching and teaching. So there you go. No hard questions like that. We'll talk about sports. And certainly want to remind everybody, I was telling Alan, I hope he can make it, but I want to remind everybody, April the 25th, I did want to give us, while we have a moment, April the 25th, we're actually going to have a tailgate. The ECU Alumni Association, Alan's been to a couple of our events. The ENC chapter, Eastern North Carolina chapter, whether if you pull for the Pirates, even if you don't pull for the Pirates, we're going to have a huge tailgate on April the 25th. It's going to be in the premium lot. And myself and Ken Whitehurst, the two of us are going to park side by side. It's going to be a lot of fun. We'll have tickets, different things that you can purchase. But certainly it's going to be a great day and a lot of fun. And we're playing against USF that day. We don't have working out the time and the catering right now. But my main thing is I want everybody to save the day for all you baseball fans. Some of you have your own tailgate, but we'd love for you to come over and spend some time with us. And definitely we want you to be a part of, again, the ECU Alumni Association, the ENC chapter. We actually started July of 24, to be exact, but we're working really hard to get our name out. And I thought, hey, since I'm a part of the Alumni Association, I'll talk to those on the sports objective. So I'd love for you to come out and be a part of that. And Alan, I know you might be racing that day, but love to have you if you can come, man.
Yeah, we'll have to take a look at my schedule and see where we are. But if I'm not racing at Carteret Speedway, I loved it when we came, when I came last November to one of the events. It was nice. The food was great. I actually saw a lady there that I went to high school with.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you reconnected, right?
It was a really, really, really fun day to get together with a lot of, fellow Pirates, and your kids were there. It's always good to see Mackenzie and Alex, and it was really, really cool. There was one guy, one Pirate fan there. It wasn't going well. It was the UTSA game in football last year. I thought we were going to have to give that guy a Valium or something.
I forgot about that, but yeah, we had a great time. We're going to have some nice swag. We've got some giveaways, by the way. I can't tell you what it is now. But we're definitely going to have a lot of fun. Again, that is on Saturday, April the 25th. And also, Alan, one more thing, we'll talk baseball again. But those of you know that I work in my day job in the hospital at ECU Health Medical Center. And we love the Ronald McDonald House. I love McDonald's. Everybody knows that, but they're not a sponsor. But anyway, the Ronald McDonald House, we're doing a service project on April the 18th. And we'd love for you to come there. We're going to be serving food, cleaning. They do such a wonderful job at the Ronald McDonald House. I need to do more for them. And by the way, I did want to give a plug really quick. They always need supplies. They're in dire need of paper towels as of a couple weeks ago. So if you're looking for something to do and you can just drop by paper towels, if it's a couple rolls, two or three rolls, whatever you have, please take it by the Ronald McDonald House. I know they'll appreciate that. But that's April the 18th. And if you're interested in helping us out and being with us that day, I know we have like 30 slots, so they'll fill up pretty quick. But we would love to have part people from the sports objective and people of the ECU community. Let's help the folks at the Ronald McDonald House again Saturday. And it's like two hours of your day. We're not asking for all day long. I think it might be, I don't want to say the wrong time. I think it's 10 to 12. Let me check on that. I'll mention it towards the end of the show. But again, I'll check. But I just wanted everybody to know about that as well while we had a moment. And I know Kyle will probably come here in a little while, so we'll see. Hello, Stevie. Hello, Johnny. Hello, guys. If you can hear me, Justin, are your daughters asleep? seriously, he did want to talk about Rabbit Foljam, so I want to give him the floor when he comes on. If you're just joining us, he passed away, the legendary coach from Snow Hill at the age of 83. And really sad because I never got a chance to meet him. Unfortunately, back in the fall when we were doing the Green Central Martin County High School game, it was at Green Central. Love that school. Yeah, he said he'll be on in a bit. All right, aye, Captain. but anyway, I was trying to remember who it was. They said, that's Rabbit Fulgham. And I wish I'd walked over there now, you know, that you have those moments, but we were trying to set every, you know, all that stuff, Alan, when you're trying to set everything up. And I was told that was Rabbit Fulgham. I was like, oh man. And I didn't get a chance to meet him. But anyway, huge loss for Eastern North Carolina, huge loss for baseball and just sports in general. And one thing I will say is legends never die, as you guys know, but his legend, his reputation will live on beyond him. And it's no telling how many kids he touched, and he was taught them a lot more than baseball.
Yeah, not to mention baseball and life lessons. Rabbit was one of those guys. All you had to say in Eastern North Carolina down around Snow Hill was Rabbit, and everybody knew who you were talking about immediately. I mean, and he just touched a lot of lives. I mean, you look at the lineage, the coaching tree, the teaching tree, the players. I mean, the list is a mile long of those who have done great things in the world, in life, in sports, and whatever that Rabbit, you know, was a part of their lives. So he is going to be missed, but 83 years well lived. I mean, that's he took that 83 years and got the most out of it every day and made a difference in so many lives in Eastern North Carolina.
No doubt. And we appreciate him. And, you know, the world would be better. And it's a shame that we have to honor someone after they pass away. But I will say the world would be better if we had more Rabbit Fulghams of the world that is with our youth and just in general, you know, out in life. So a great life. Everybody, I'm sure, will miss him in Greene County and beyond in Eastern North Carolina when it comes to the baseball community. But I did want to take a chance again to mention that. And when Justin comes on, we'll give him an opportunity to talk about it for sure. I tell you, I'm really excited though. This weekend we got a big series against Penn, and just get your thoughts on. It's great to have. We have a really long and homestand with the Pirates, so that'll be great for them. As Dorothy said, there's no place like home. Again, up to 10 wins now. We need about what, Alan? 30 more? Only 30 more.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, you definitely need the at least 30 more. Penn, you know, has struggled. They've had their moments in baseball. They're struggling a little bit this year, but that doesn't mean a thing. And, you know, baseball, you know how it works. We've scored 35 runs in two games, and we're just hoping that the bats continue to stay hot. You gotta beat who you play. Penn's coming down here. You know, they're still on the swing of a team that's trying to play in warm weather, you know, on the road. So it is a take care of business type situation. Penn just lost yesterday to Delaware in their last game. They have struggled, but that doesn't mean that they can't come here and make some noise. The Pirates are going to have to play good baseball. They can't take anybody for granted. That's not a cliche. That's a fact.
Yeah, they're 2-8 on the season, obviously, and we would love to we want to make sure we get – we haven't had – you know, that's something – all our goals are in front of us, Alan, as you know, still, and it'd be nice to have a sweep this weekend. I'm just saying, go 5-0, and we'll have to see if that puts us back in the top 25, but 5 wins, no matter who you're playing, a five-win week is a great week. So let's pray that we can do that, because we love this team. We know they're capable of doing it. They're, like we talked about, the 35 runs in two games. Let's keep adding on. Let's have I don't know what the record is for the most runs in a week by a Pirate team, but we're off to a 35 runs. We're off to a great start, right?
Yeah, we're off to a great start. Three games with Penn. Weather looks okay. Tomorrow's a little iffy, but I think Friday, Saturday, and Sunday all look okay weather-wise. It is going to be a little bit cooler over the weekend, but I think we're going to be okay. And next week, Dave, I'm talking about a couple days next week in the 40s after we have broken several records were broken today for high temperatures around Eastern North Carolina. So that's what I always say about Eastern North Carolina weather. If you don't like it, don't go anywhere, because you know it's going to change.
Absolutely, whether we want to or not. Alex was talking about that earlier in the week. And it's true about how, Dad, it's not supposed to be, you know, like this warm. It's March. And I was like, that's the thing about March.
So let's not, and I know we have 10. Elon comes in after Penn, and Elon beat NC State yesterday.
Yeah, you don't need to sleep on anyone.
No. Everybody can beat you on any given day. You got to be ready to play.
And we have the series. What's great is we had ODU. We won that this week. Then we have the three games with Penn, next Tuesday, Elon. And then we'll have one of Mackenzie's favorite mascots. She loves the Blazers of UAB. She loves her Pirates, don't get me wrong, but she does like, it is a cool, I have to give her credit on that. It is a cool mascot, but we're not worried about the mascots. We're worried. We need to be focused, obviously. But that's, let's see, 4, 5, 6, it's at like 8 out of 9 games are at home. So a nice little home stand. And that's just, not to be Mr. Cliche, but that's just what the doctor ordered. That's exactly what we need right now.
If this is the time, if you're ECU, to catch fire and make some noise and make some hay. We'll be home through March 22nd. Now, which is a nice little luxury to have. You know, guys get to, you know, their routines, their home routines. They get to sleep in their own beds. Yeah. It's nice to go traveling, but it's much nicer to come home, for sure.
No doubt. And we're talking right here on deck of the Sports Objective. And you're just finding us for the first time. 8 years we've been doing our podcast, the Sports Objective. So hopefully many, many, many more years to come. That's the plan. As long as these guys will do the show with me, we'll do the show. So many more years to come. Alan Vick, as long as you want to be with us.
Hey, I'll be here as long as you'll have me. As the years roll on and I get old and gray and decrepit, but as long as we got, you know, an internet connection, I'll be doing it from whatever home Jamie puts me in eventually. that could be next Wednesday, man, the way things are going now. But I love doing the show. I really appreciate you letting me be a part of the show. It's a lot of fun, and I just want to continue to see it grow and get bigger and better. Because I'm not saying this because you're here with me tonight, but you have worked your ass off to make this show happen. People have no idea the effort that you put forth to make sure the Sports Objective gets on the air and the things that you do. And, you know, you're like me, man. You got a job. And this is a labor of love. And, yep. And for the last eight years, when something like this lasts 8 years, Dave, it's like dog years. It is. It's like dog. And most podcasts don't last 8 years. Most radio shows don't last 8 years. Most television shows don't last 8 years. So you got something to be proud of.
Yeah, and I wasn't doing that for compliments. But
yeah, you were.
No, I really wasn't. but anyway, in fact, I don't like talking about myself, but I am proud of the show and proud of our listeners and our viewers who have kept the show going for all these years, for sure. And whenever Jamie will let Alan out of the house, maybe we can have a meet and greet where everybody can meet you and sign autographs and.
Yeah, I'd love to bring a box of crayons and I'll sign whatever you want.
Okay, we'll hold you to that. If you have any questions or comments, then put them in the comment section on Facebook, YouTube, you name it, wherever you are, MySpace, wherever you are, you can.
Dave, while we got a second, tomorrow night the Lady Pirates are going to be playing in the conference tournament. And I believe it's 9 or 9:30 tomorrow night.
Check. Yeah, I wanted to say, by the way, I'm glad you. I was going to talk a little bit later, but since we don't have the fellas on right now, I can look that up really quick because I was going to give Coach Kim some love because I wasn't sure. I was thinking about her as far as the number of wins, but I didn't want to say anything like wrong. But they mentioned this week that early in the week that this. The fact that they've won 22 wins is the most ever. They tied a record for a single season record for most wins. So huge, huge thing, accomplishment there. And you are correct. It is Birmingham tomorrow night, and that'll be at 9 o'clock. So, of course, they win two games.
Tomorrow night or Friday night?
Let me hold on. Let's see. It is. You're right. It is Friday night. I beg your pardon. See, there you go. I was rushing there, but it is Friday night. Friday night at 9 o'clock. And then if they win that game, they'll advance to the finals. If they win that game on Saturday night, Saturday, whatever time, then they will win the championship and go on to the NCAAs. It's 2 out of 3 years, right?
Right. And, you know, Rice is the top team in the conference. So if things go according to plan, it'll be a Rice ECU final, and anything can happen. Anybody can be upset on any given day. But I think this year Rice and ECU are the two best teams in the conference on the ladies' side, for sure.
Good question. And want to give Coach Kim, we're really proud of her. She's been very good to, speaking of the show, she's been very good since day one. She's done a great job of building this program. 2019, she came in, and, you know, after a few years, it was not looking good, but then they turned it around. And then we have now where you have a situation where here they are, a two seed and a couple wins, and they can be in the big dance again. That's going to be very special. So let's look forward to that. But I'm glad you brought that up, though. Friday night at 9 o'clock. So we have a baseball game that should be over. By that point, is 6-4 and let's see, baseball, I believe, is 6-4-1 for the Times for this weekend.
Yeah, I believe you're right. Yeah.
And that sounds right. Anyway, so we'll have that, but that'll be a great thing. And then, of course, Friday night after the Ethan Norby start, then we'll have a chance to watch our Lady Pirates at 9 o'clock. That'll be really cool. So good luck to them. And
watching a lot of basketball. Just FYI, right now, Tulane is up big on Memphis in the conference tournament going on right
now. So. Okay. Yeah, that's I missed the tournament. I wish we could be in the tournament.
Yeah.
But anyway, we have next year, and I'm sure
we're going to make it. I'm going to go on record right now on the 11th of March, 2026. ECU will be in the conference tournament, and I'm predicting a nice turnaround next year for Coach Schwartz and the Pirates.
I'm definitely we're pulling hard for him and pulling hard for the program itself. And tough year, but that's life. You know, life, you know, throws you curveballs, right? So,
yeah, I mean, you look at all these teams. Look at all these teams in the ACC going on right now. They're on the bubble. SMU, well, they get in. They're running. California's going to lose. They're going to be out. Florida State is up big on Cal. So they're probably going to be out. State probably punched their ticket to the tournament today, beating Pittsburgh. Tomorrow, Virginia plays. Carolina plays. Duke obviously plays. They're the top seed and the favorite. So it is March Madness. It is. I love this time of year. Absolutely love this time of year.
Yeah, and what we have in basketball and baseball, as you know, with the regional, super regional, and College World Series, I'm just praying one day before I pass away that we can see a playoff with excitement for football. And I'm not putting down football, but football could have a playoff that would be amazing. But we'll see. One of these days, maybe they'll get out of their way. The college football people, unfortunately, I don't have anything against them personally, but I do think they're doing it. Anyway, we're trying really hard to get that going. What else? There was some other stuff I wanted to talk about, and I'm drawing a blank, but it'll come to me in just a second. I was going to talk about, I do know what I was going to talk about. 75, while we have a chance and we have folks here, thank you for the nice crowd again tonight. $75 tickets for season tickets for football in Dowdy Ficklin, the upper deck, a part of that. So $75 tickets, that is to like $12. What is it? It's only six games, so
that's
something a game.
12 and 6 is 72, so that's $12 and some change. Like 50
cents or something.
Yeah, game. Yeah, you know.
You can't even go to the movie theater. You can't go to the door
for $12. No.
So anyway, great deal. Thank you for the administration. I think that's a great thing, and let's work hard. And Blake Harrell has worked hard with this team and program. Let's get people there and call 1-800. Dial ECU. I've got to do that today or tomorrow or Friday. I'll definitely renew mine. But tomorrow or Friday, call. And by the way, when you call right now until the 20th, that's Alex's birthday. So you have until next Friday. It's a week from Friday. You have a chance to get 10. And I said 10 priority points. Normally you get two, but they're going to give you 10 priority points if you go ahead and get season tickets. That is a really, really, really good deal. You get five times what you would normally get. Anytime you get five times what you normally get is a great deal. But another shout out to the administration on that. I think they did a good job with doing that. It's an incentive for those of us who love priority points. Some people may not care, but that 10 points, I'll just put it to you this way. 10 points is a lot of priority points, and it can make a difference in your ranking of your order for the Pirate Club. So make sure that you go out and do that. I want to give a shout out to my friend, to softball. Softball has been really good. And I will say this, I know Pirate Radio had up there, but they had a poll and they put the mid-major poll. And that's one of the things I can't stand our university called a mid-major. But I'm really happy that we're 23rd in the mid-major poll this week. So having rankings for softball, Shane Winkler and that whole staff has done a tremendous job with softball, and they've really turned things around. They're doing a good job recruiting, whether it's the traditional high school route or transfer portal, all that kind of stuff. I don't know how the whole NIL thing works for softball. I'm sure that's involved, but shout out to them. And I'll look at their record here in a second, but I wanted to talk about them tonight too.
Yeah, well, we talk about ECU athletics, obviously, on the show, but as a whole, ECU athletics is in really good shape right now. We're in a really good place overall.
They've won two straight, 17-9, Alan, on the season already, you know, and we have some of our teams in the past. I'm just talking about the program as a whole. You have some programs sometime when they're down. But like you said, I'm really happy with how things are going. And by the way, we have conference play. We're going to be playing Boca Raton, Florida Atlantic, FAU. And that'll be Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So, and that will be on ESPN Plus. And I'll keep an eye on that because I just really love our sports program, and I have become, because of this show too, also I've become more of a fan and paid a lot more attention to sports I should have paid attention to. And the softball team is one that I really love. It's an exciting game to watch, seven innings, and you know, the game goes by very, very fast, and I've got to take the kids to the Max, the Big Max. Max Joyner Field, the family there. That stadium is really cool. They did a really good job with it, and love to watch home runs. Just love watching them run the bases. It's exciting to have them.
You know, we live in a time that's so cool, Dave, because with modern technology, we can watch pretty much any ECU athletic event we want to at any time. And, you know, that is what is so cool about the different platforms and whatever. We got a great radio, you know, chain of network affiliates, and you know, the powerhouse station with 107.9.
Yes, sir.
Free on the radio side, which is really cool. Big shout out to Interbanks Media for being the flagship for the Pirates. And then on the video side, if you want to watch lacrosse or softball or, you know, baseball or whatever sport, it doesn't matter. You can do that. And that's really, I mean, just think 15, 20 years ago, we were having to get softball updates, you know, call your friends who are at the game or whatever. And, yeah, and you can watch it in the comfort of your own home if they're on the road. If you go to games, if they're, we encourage people to go out to the Max and see the ECU softball Pirates do their thing. But we live in some pretty awesome times as far as being able to consume the sporting events that we love.
Yeah, there's a little bit of, I don't know if it's with your feed, if you can sign in.
How about now? Is that better?
A little bit better, not a lot, but a little bit better.
Okay, well, I'm going to back out and come back. How about that?
All right, yeah, that sounds good.
So you talk among yourself.
All right, I'll talk to the... Yeah, I'll just do a filibuster for a couple minutes. nothing like live radio. Thank you. Well, actually, live television and streaming right now. I said radio because that's what I've done for 30 years. But grateful to have each and every one of you. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. We're having a lot of fun and talking Pirate baseball. If you're just joining us, Pirates have 11 wins yesterday, 11-0. Against Old Dominion, and then 24-3 over William and Mary. It sounds like a football score. But congratulations to the Pirates, who are, I believe, won 10 ball games now. I believe it's 10-7-1 off the top of my head. Three straight, and we have a chance at three more. And there he is. He's back, ladies and gentlemen.
How about now? Is that better?
Perfect. Yeah, perfect. Now, okay. don't call it a comeback. But
thank you for letting me know, because I have no idea. So you got to let me know if I'm getting all garbly and if my normally wonderful voice is not what it usually is. You have to let me know, Dave. Thank you. Okay, I appreciate sure. that.
Sure, we've been friends for almost three decades. He's put up with me. I don't know. He might honestly calls me a friend, but I'm proud. I call him a friend. So
yes, sir. I mean, again, you've been a great friend for a long time, and somebody I can depend on. You know, you have a lot of acquaintances in life, but you have very few friends that you can call in the middle of the night if you're in trouble or if you need something.
I definitely will pick up.
Yeah, and I certainly appreciate that. You know, you meet you and I have worked with so many people in the radio business over the years, but it's really a very small fraternity and a very small circle of friends that we've made in the radio business and kept all these years. I'm thankful for all of them.
No doubt. And I want to give a shout out to one of our friends, too, Jeff Diamond, who's one of our dear friends. I'm a huge fan of Jeff personally and professionally. One of the greatest guys on the planet. And I just want to say hello to him. Miss him a lot. And we got to get together. We've talked about that, but we'll have to get together here pretty soon. It's been a little nuts between work. And, you know, I was telling my mom earlier tonight that how your life goes by so fast. Like, my kids are getting ready to be, March 20th is Alex's 13th birthday. Mackenzie will be 12 March the 24th. And I was like, I just held them in my arms not long ago, and they're a baby, and now I'll have one teenager and a teenager to be, still a tweenager, or maybe a teenager in waiting. I don't know what you call a 12-year-old.
A tweenager.
That's what they call them now. That's you didn't funny. Know that. Nine to twelve is a tweenager.
Yeah, believe me, I've got a 28-year-old or soon to be 28-year-old.
Wow.
And a 22-year-old. And time flies. So I tell people all the time to savor every second that you have with your children. And because that I can't tell you. And just think of how our lives are so much better, you know, and since we've had children.
No question about it. And we're glad to be a part of your world. Certainly, I tell you, I want a big crowd out there for this weekend. And I know you said the weather is not good tomorrow. I know it's like a 90% chance, 97% chance of rain. So if you're just joining us and you're listening or viewing, then watching us live, then keep in mind for Thursday, it looks like it's going to be rain. You might as well put the umbrella in the car right now in your vehicle.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be stormy tomorrow. It's going to be much cooler. They're talking possible frost by Friday morning after we had a 90-degree day today. So,
nothing like great weather in Eastern North Carolina or North Carolina as a whole, too. And I did want to say that I still see those commercials, even on Facebook. And now that I said it, and my phone's right near me, that I want to see the Elvis movie with you.
Well, like I've told you, man, I know you're a busy man. You got a lot going on, but if you could spare a couple hours, you know, when and where, you tell me, I'll be there.
Maybe next weekend. I'll have some time next weekend. Next weekend will be the first weekend I've had in a while where I can do that with you. So we'll talk off air. But I'm also excited about, we talk about it too, normally this time of the show, very excited about the concert series. The thing that I'm upset about, I don't have enough money to go to all the shows that I want to go to, but the one I definitely want to go to is, it's right up our alley. I want to go, and I'm sure Al Cannon, our good friend, AC, baby, will be there, but it's Christopher Cross, the Romantics. I was going to say Loverboy. Why would I go say Loverboy? Not Loverboy. It's Christopher Cross, the Romantics, and Toto. Mm-hmm. And I tell you what, Wally Palmer, the lead singer of the Romantics, somehow became a Facebook friend. I don't know how. Tommy Heath from Tommy Two Tone is a friend of mine. It's like a lot of these folks are like, reach out to me. And I'm not saying that like I'm a name dropper. I'm not like somebody we know, Alan, but that's an inside joke. But anyway, It's cool. Like over the years, it's like, how did Tommy Heath? I don't have a, obviously I love it. He has a thing on Tuesdays where he sings a song. It's really cool. I like, maybe we get him on here and 8675309 Jenny.
All right. Well, I'm going to test you here, Dave. Everybody knows 8675309 was a big hit for Tommy Two Tone. They had another top 40 hit. What was it?
I knew you were going to ask that as soon as I said it'll, can I phone a friend? Jeopardy.
Yeah, you can phone a friend. You can, you know, use one of your use one of your mulligans, whatever. But they had two top 40 hits, and it was a follow. I'd have to look it up, but I think I'm not sure if this one came before 8675309 or after. But I know they've had two, and if you can tell me what it is, there'll be a little something extra in your.
I'm not gonna get a bonus for my check anyway. What is it?
Angels Say No.
That's right.
The
first thing I was gonna say, and I knew it was wrong as soon as I was getting ready to say Good Girls Don't. I'm like, no, that's the Neck.
And I love Christopher Cross. My favorite Christopher Cross song is No Time for Talk. I love that song. And Toto, man, just a hit-making machine. I was a sophomore in high school when Toto 4 came out, and it's still a classic album. That's gonna be a great show.
And that's at the Red Hat Amphitheater, a great place to see a show. And I got to tell this funny story really quick. So it was, let's see, let me get my John Waite, Men at Work, and Rick Springfield, and they had a show like 3 years ago, right? So I'm looking around. And I said, why in the world are all these old people here at the show? And I was looking around. And then you have that moment where you realize they're the same age as you. And you're old now. But it was really funny because you look around and you see all the youth and, you know, all the younger folks, you know, when you're young and you see all the young folks or whatever. And now you look around and everybody, like, I looked around and I was like, all I'm seeing is like middle-aged folks. Oh, yeah, I'm middle-aged. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
By the way, Angels Say No was before 8675309. So I thought it was. I just want to make sure.
I need to reach out to Tommy to see if he would come on and talk to us. I think that would be kind. And Stevie, you know, Stevie also, and you have Kyle. Everybody on the show is actually musically inclined. So that would be kind of fun to have him on maybe 10, 15 minutes.
Yeah, Kyle and I still have to have our 90s country battle at some point. He's probably going to kick my tail in 90s country because he's pretty well-versed in the 90s country. I'm not bad, but he's a formidable opponent, that's for sure.
No doubt about it. And, you know, when you were talking about the 70s and 80s, I remember 70s and 80s country, maybe not as good as you because you were like the guru when it comes to country music. But I remember, my first show, speaking of concerts, I've told you this, so pretend like you don't know. I believe that it was 19, this part you can help me with. I think it was, I've been looking it up, 1979, Reynolds Coliseum. I saw the Oak Ridge Boys open up for Kenny and Dottie West, Kenny Rogers, Dottie West.
Probably 79 is very, very possible for Kenny and Dottie. They were having the duets and 78 through 83, but their peak was around 79 with the duets. And the Oak Ridge Boys, when they made the switch from gospel to country in the later 70s, 77, 78.
Their single was hot at the time. Remember Come On In?
Oh, yeah, Come On In, Baby, Take a Load Off, Come On In.
That was like red hot, right, when they opened up for Kenny and Dolly. So I'll look at that again. I saw not to get deep in the weeds, but I did see during the COVID years, I was working an overnight. I wasn't supposed to work, but, you know, you fill in. And I looked on and I started, thinking, reminiscing about shows and everything. And I was like, I can't remember my first. And I started and I looked it up and I couldn't find that exact one for Reynolds Coliseum. Maybe you can help me find that, but not right now, but if you get any spare time, I know you're busy here.
My first show, believe it or not, it was in fourth grade. It was Royce and Jeannie Kendall, the Kendalls.
Oh, yeah.
And the song Heaven's Just a Sent Away was climbing the charts. They came to Farmville Central High School. One week it was the Kendalls. The next week it was IWA Wrestling. at Farmville Central High School, and I was in fourth grade. So that was my first show, and I've always had the biggest crush on Jeannie Kendall anyway.
Oh, yeah. I do remember. That was – what year was that?
77.
Yeah. That was the year – I know people think I'm not telling the truth. That was the year – 77 was probably the first – I was 4 years old. That's really like the first year I really truly can honestly say I remember music. And, you know, like remember songs, and I remember like Hotel California, that, you know, Rumors from Fleetwood Mac, the Stranger from Billy Joel is one of my favorite albums, all because that was a.
Whoops. Lost it, everybody.
Hello, hello. Sorry about that, folks. We have a really bad thunderstorm, and it knocked me out, literally. So I apologize for that. If you want to put anything in the comments section, let's see if I can get...
Dave, can you hear me?
Yeah, I had a... sorry, Alan, I'm having to use my phone. We had a really bad thunderstorm, and it knocked my internet, everything, knocked everything out. My power blinked for a second.
Okay, well, I didn't think we were supposed to get stormy tonight, but hey.
It was like, boom! And so my internet, I'm having to use now my phone, so I apologize, everybody, but I want to, okay, and I didn't want to leave Alan hanging, and especially with, I was getting ready to text you, but I was like, no, I'll just go ahead and use my phone. I don't know how long it's going to take it'll take a handful of minutes before I can get back on the computer, but sorry about that, folks. It's nothing like live streaming of a show, but it happens. So usually that doesn't normally happen to me, where all of a sudden the power goes out.
Modern technology is wonderful until it isn't, and I'm looking for this storm. Wow, man, if you've got a storm going on, it's a very isolated thing, because radar is pretty clear, but you're back and we're here, and you got to love technology.
Oh, yeah. As you can hear, my computer is coming back on now.
All right. Won't be long now. They'll be able to see your smiling face.
Yeah, no doubt. And we were talking about concerts. I did want to ask you, Alan, what was the first music you ever bought?
First thing I can ever remember going to the record store and asking for was Joy to the World by Three Dog Night. And my mom goes in and asks for Jeremiah Was a Bullfrog. And I'm like, no, mom, no. It's called Joy to the World. And I paid, I think it was 69 cent of money that I had gotten I was 4 years old, you know, for whatever reason. I remember vividly getting that record from a Belk Tyler's in Farmville. That was the first 45 I can ever remember, and that started an obsession that continues to this day.
Yeah, you and I both. That's the first thing we talk about. That for people that's the first thing we bonded on is music. And man, when you meet a guy like Alan Vick, he knows his music and has a huge music collection. The very first thing I ever bought, it was like $6.99 a cassette, and it was. KC and the Sunshine Band from we talked about 1979. Do You Want to Go Party? That album.
Yep. one of the cool things. Remember, the people at the record bar in Greenberg, yeah. Camelot Music in Wilson, the disc jockey in Rocky Mount, the record rack in Goldsboro, they love me. They love me because I spent every red cent that I had, for, you know, most of it on music.
Yeah, what's crazy is with that, you know, every Tuesday, new music came out. And so anyway,
yeah, I bought the first copy in Greenville, I know, that was ever sold of We Are the World.
Oh, man.
They took it out of the box in April of 1985. The guy at the record bar, his name was Edwin Skinner. At the record bar at the Plaza Mall, Edwin said, "Here's We Are the World." He checked it in. I think it was $1.29 and for the sleeve and the picture. I bought the very first copy. I immediately took it to the radio station. And a lot of people won't know this term, but there's a term in the radio business when we played records called cue burning. Yep. And I played it, and the first time I played it, it cue burned because the vinyl was so cheap. But I've still got that 45. I bought the very first copy of We Are the World.
There you go. And,
useless trivia at its finest.
No doubt. We've got. I was trying to think of some of the ones. And I have speaking of useless trivia, I did want to say, I know the man, I did a show with a man who was the architect of Record Bar, Stephen Clipp, C-L-I-P-P. And he actually told me all about there. And I said, man, I used to go to that Record Bar like all the time. My mom, it was funny because there was times when I would walk by and my mom says, "Do you want that?" And it was, I just wanted to get home for some reason. But whenever Innocent Man came out with Billy Joel, mm-hmm. and we were, God rest Northgate Mall in Durham, no longer. But we went there, the record bar there, and you know how they had all the records, you know, like the LPs, and they had the huge display as you're walking by. And I said, I do want it, just not right now. I'm ready to go home. I just wanted to go home and leave the mall. But that was one of my favorite stores was Record Bar. I remember the first time we saw a compact disc player. It was in the one of those jewelry kind of cases, display cases. Mm-hmm. And it was $800 back then.
Like, yeah, I got my first CD player for Christmas in 1986, and I think at that time it was like $375. And the first CD I ever bought was John Mellencamp's "The Lonesome Jubilee."
That's a great one. The first CD I ever owned was, well, I had four. I got, speaking of four, Huey Lewis for the News 4, Lionel Richie "Dancing on the Ceiling," Top Gun soundtrack, and the fourth one was Peter Cetera. What was the first? Was it just Peter Cetera?
No, it was the first? Peter Cetera about the solo. I remember was the duet with Amy.
Solitude. Yeah, the album was Solitude, right?
Solitude Solitaire, I believe it was.
Yeah. So, not that anybody cares, but.
Well, you know, the first CD player I ever saw was in 1984. Red's TV in Farmville had one, and they let us borrow the CD player. So we would always say, "Now from the compact laser disc here," and we had like five CDs, Knee Deep in the Hoopla, Starship, Scarecrow, Mellencamp, and we had Rumors on CD at the time. And it was a big deal to play a CD cut on the radio. Huge deal. Yeah,
because we had played albums for so long, and certainly carts, people, they're like eight tracks for people that don't know what we're talking about. And that's how we played, people don't know that's how we played commercials. But
well, the final Florida State has beaten Cal in ACC tournament, so that pretty much takes care probably of California's postseason dreams. I think they're probably out. Clemson away. I think they tip off here in about 20 minutes or so in Charlotte. That's one of my bucket list things I've never done. I told Jared today, I said, we're going to the ACC tournament before I leave this earth. One time. I've never been. I'd love to go.
I have only been to, I did make it the old Charlotte Coliseum in 2000. I saw Duke versus Maryland. One of my best friends lived in Charlotte, and we actually went there and pulled up. And before I could pay for parking, there was a dude standing out there. I'm sure it was a Carolina fan. And he said, I'll sell. He said their face value, again, this was the year 2000, was 30, I think it was 30 bucks. So we got the tickets and went. And he said, before you go, who are you pulling for? And I said, I'm pulling for Duke. I'm not going to be pulling for Maryland. And he kind of shrugged it like he was not happy that we had bought the tickets, that we were not pulling for Maryland. But anyway, it was a great time. And the old Charlotte Coliseum that they tore down, and of course, it's at the Spectrum Center in Uptown Charlotte. So,
yeah, well, it was only a couple of years later that Maryland won the national championship under Gary Williams.
So, 2002. Yeah,
that was in kind of their heyday after Lefty. You know, when all that, you know, hard to believe, Dave, it's been 40 years. June will be 40 years that all that Lynn Bias stuff happened.
Oh, think, man.
40 years.
Wow.
It was in June of 1986.
I was at the Duke basketball camp, and we had like a, what then was kind of like their practice facility. And I remember he just passed away. As a matter of fact, Pete Gaudette and Chuck Swinson, some of the assistant coaches back then. And I heard some of the counselors, guys that played basketball, they were not the Duke stars, but they, as we were walking in, they were talking about how Lynn Bias had died. And, you know, it's like, it's definitely one of those moments, where were you? Because he was an incredible athlete, and just hard to believe that happened. And to me, he was as good, and we'll never know because he died, but he had the talent of Michael Jordan. I mean, he was that good.
Had some Greenville ties because he was best buddies with Keith Gatlin,
who from Grimesland.
Conley, and lived in Greenville. I used to see Lenny and Keith downtown, you know, in the summertime, together, and the McDonald's downtown in Greenville. I saw them a couple times together.
Oh, 10th Street.
I'm sorry, you were breaking up
the there? 10th Street McDonald's.
Yeah.
They came the 10th Street McDonald's.
Yeah. Of course, I didn't make a big deal out of it, but I knew who it was, Lynn was very nice and very cordial. And this would have been going into the 86 season. I saw him, and then they had some time off, and I saw him in January of 86 in that same McDonald's.
In January?
Yeah, he spent a lot of time at Keith's place, Keith's house. Keith okay. and Lenny were tight. They were very tight. And, it was just hard to believe. Been 40 years. It's unfathomable that it's been 40 years.
Absolutely. Well, I was waiting for Justin to come on, the captain, because he wanted to talk about Robert Fulgham. I knew that Stevie, I don't know if he had a podcast or whatever, and Johnny was driving. So my apologies, Johnny. You're seeing Grease tomorrow night in Farmville. So everybody that's in the Farmville area, please support the community theater there. I know that's going to be a great show, right? Is that at the Paramount?
Yeah, it's at the Paramount tomorrow night. I'm going with my friend Tony and Beth Capillary, and we're gonna have a good time. And also, if you don't mind me mentioning this very quickly, on March 27th at the Paramount Theater in Farmville, there's going to be a debut of a documentary on my buddy Lightning Wells, Mike Wells. PBS has done a documentary, Denver Hollingsworth. The debut is going to be on Friday night, March 27th, at the Paramount Theater in Farmville. They'll have a reception beforehand. They'll debut the documentary, the world premiere, and then Lightning and some of his buddies are going to play afterwards. And that is March 27th, Paramount Theater in Farmville. And if you're interested in tickets, you just go to the Farmville Community Arts Council. Lightning is a fabulous musician and a better person. And I hope we have a big crowd there to support Lightning and thank him for all the great music and all the things that he's done over the years. He's a class act. And again, he can play anything with a string. He is a virtuoso musician and just a really good human being.
Yeah, no doubt. And by the way, want to say hello to John White, former pitcher for the Pirates. He said he was talking about Len Bias. He said, I was working at my father's pro shop as a high school teenager. His co-owner, a female, came in early and the day said, do you know Glenn Bias? I said, do you mean Len Bias? She said, yeah, he died last night. So, yeah, John, that was, wow, that was very shocking, because even though obviously not being a Maryland fan, that was right before I became, that's about the time, later on that year is the time that I became an East Carolina fan, but in 86. But anyway, that's one of those memories where you know where you are and where, and you know that it's a shame, because he had so much talent that, you know, and you remember he was going to play for the Celtics, and this is pre-Hornets, so I used to pull for the Celtics. Mm-hmm. So you can imagine how I felt, the fact that we, you know, my team, the Celtics, again, pre-Hornets, a couple years before the Hornets came aboard and the NBA. So I was just like over the moon that the Bias is going to the Celtics. Are you kidding me? But that, sad times, man. That was.
Yeah, Lenny. Example of Lenny was not a heavy cocaine user by any means, but he's a great lesson that if you mess with that stuff, it can end your life. It only takes one time. It only takes a few seconds, and that's a great lesson for young people, you know, to stay away from stuff like that, because it can kill you instantly, like it did a big strong guy like Len Bias, whose life ended in mere seconds. You know, doing cocaine, and it really gives you thought pause, you know, to maybe stay away from that sort of thing.
But he was partying after the NBA draft, and that's when it happened. And back then, I know that before, that was way before, obviously, I was just barely a teenager, but it was big back then. I'm sure people do it still today, but I don't mess with drugs. You can drug test me anytime you want. And another reason not to do them is because I, just like you, Alan, I'm a father. So I'm trying to live and be a good dad. And the last thing you want is to have, you know, to be involved in that stuff. I'm not judging anyone, but, yeah, you're exactly right. He was an athlete. He didn't really get into the stuff, and, you know, but like you said, partying, you do it one time. I know the NBA draft, I mean, I know all that stuff is huge, but man, it's tough.
Yeah, I know people who have, but I've never done cocaine. I've never seen cocaine. And working in the radio business, I can't afford cocaine.
Hey, Alan. Hey, Alan.
Yeah.
Alan, that the radio owners did you a favor.
I can't believe that was almost 40 years ago, and what might have been, you know, what might have been with Lenny. It's just one of those stories, and then it snowballed into what happened with Lefty Driesell. He kind of took the fall, which I thought was very unfair for that. Bob Wade came into Maryland. That was a disaster, and it took Maryland a lot of years to recover, you know, from Len Bias's death for a lot of reasons.
Exactly. You're right about Lefty. And I'll tell you one thing. Lefty was so much fun. You know, I know I'm getting older, but I miss the characters like that back in the day with the Valvanos, the world, of course, Coach K, Dean Smith. And you got a guy like Lefty Driesell, who he would, I'll tell you this story about Lefty. Lefty, when he was coaching at James Madison, of course, came to Menjie's pre-Williams Arena. And the student, we sat right behind him and myself, and I won't name the others, but it was a few of us. And we were having, he was such a class act, because he knew that we were, you know, getting in, you know, just giving him a hard time, joking around. And he started doing all that stomping, and he was doing that, you know, because we were, you know, being teenager, well, not teenagers, college students, having fun at a basketball game. And we didn't, you know, it wasn't anything where we made it personal. It was just, we were having fun, and he was having fun back with us. And I'll never forget also Dick Preparo. Remember the legendary referee?
Oh, yeah.
He was doing ACC, and they had it where the CAA, they would do off, you know, one-off nights where they would do other smaller tournaments or conferences at the time. And Preparo runs down, and I said, And my nickname for Paparo, because of his voice, was Froggy. And I called him Froggy. And I said, call it both ways, Froggy. And I didn't know I was so loud. And we were so close to the court. He turned around and looked at me and gave me a big smile and kept running down the court. But I was like, oh, man, my big mouth.
Dick Paparo, legendary official. I mean, he called several Final Fours. And, man, those were great. You know, and you remember after Lefty left Maryland, he went to James Madison, as you said, and had good success.
I believe he
Madison basketball back into relevance.
Yeah, and then went down to Georgia State before he retired. We just lost him, what was it, a couple years ago. I also loved when he was doing the ACC commentary. I thought he did a great job on that, on being able to talk to the fans and talk to kids about, you know, when they were, he was talking about, he was very good, as I thought, as an analyst.
And Jimmy V's 80th birthday would have been just a couple of days ago, by the way. I think it was yesterday.
Man.
I think it was yesterday, as a matter of fact. Val Vada was born in 46, so he would have been 80 years old this year.
Well, I met him at right after you were talking about it. I met Valvano at Durham Sporting Goods right after the national championship, and my grandfather took me there, and he was so good. He treated us like we were the celebrities. You know, I love that about Jimmy V, and I have a Polaroid. It's probably in some landfill somewhere, but I did get a Polaroid of him, and I saw him at a bookstore in Atlantic Beach, and I wish now, it's another thing we were talking about earlier in the show about Rabbit Foljam. I saw him and I said, oh my gosh, that's Jimmy V. And I was going to go up to him, shake his hand and just tell him how much I love the commentary and, you know, big fan of his. And he, I saw him off in the distance, like looking at it, like to buy a book. And I think it was 92. It would have been 92.
Yeah.
And, like a year or so before he died. And so it was really tough when he died, because I was like, man, I wish I just spoke to him, you know. I don't need to have
I met him at a Rod Stewart concert in 1992.
Oh, man.
He sat very close to us in 92. I just spoke and said hello, and it was about a year later that he was diagnosed with cancer and made it public. But that would have been in June. I believe it was in June of 92 that I met him, yeah.
Speaking of concerts, are there any, we've been to a lot of them. Are there any concerts you would like to go to that like artists you've never seen?
I may go to see Tracy Byrd and Colt Ford. We've talked about.
Oh, yeah.
I wouldn't mind seeing Shenandoah in Wilmington. Cause I know Alex loves Shenandoah. I don't know if I'm going to do that $73 ticket. See Shenandoah. That's a little steep, even though I love Shenandoah. But that Christopher Cross, Tommy Two Tone, Toto.
It's actually Romantics. But
I'm sorry. We were talking about Tommy Two Tone
earlier. Yeah.
That'd be a great show.
Yeah, I'll try to see if I can get the Romantics back on whenever they come, and then also. Try to see about, I don't know if anybody cares, but we like to do that sometimes where we have people that are non-ECU, non-sports people come on. Reason being, anybody can talk about baseball or talk about that, but we try very hard to entertain. I don't know if we're entertaining or not, but
right. I'll speak from a... We had what I like about you. We had Talking in Your Sleep. They had one more top 40 hit. What was it?
Okay, let's see. There was What I Like About You, Talking in Your Sleep. Oh my gosh, I'm not doing well at all. I'm leaving you hanging a lot.
That was a song called One in a Million.
That's right. Yes. It was 80, was 84?
Yep. It was a follow up to Talking in Your Sleep called One in a Million.
Yeah, I do. Yes, of course. I'm struggling tonight, and tonight's one of not my best nights with definitely with music. You might say ECU baseball too, but. Easy sports, but hopefully not. But anyway, I guess Justin's not going to come. I was giving Justin Butts a chance to come on, but we will see about Sunday night. I will work really hard to figure out a way that I can. I'll make an appearance or something, and we'll figure it out for Sunday night. But let's hope that we've been talking about the Pirates. We'll recap again before we get out of here.
Pirates get two big victories last night. It was a great night to be at home against Old Dominion, the Monarchs. We went 11-0. And then today was just incredible, 24-3 over William and Mary. And, man, 35 runs. So 35 runs to 3 runs. We'll take it. And we have Penn coming in. They lost to Delaware last night, 2-8 on the season. And if there's ever been a time to get the brooms out, now is the time. Let's go out there and handle our business. We need a huge crowd. I know that I'll definitely be there on Friday night. And, Alan, I'll tell you why I won't be there Saturday or Sunday. But we'll talk about that off air. But anyway, do you have any final thoughts before we get out of here?
I second what you said. A big crowd and Clark McClair this weekend. The weather's going to be comfortable. It's going to be cooler, but it's going to be comfortable. So the weather looks cooperative. We need a good crowd. This is even though it's Penn and they're 2-8, this is a very important series to keep the momentum before, you know, UAB comes to town. We got Elon
on Tuesday night
that beat State yesterday. So this is a really big, you know, next week and a half for Pirate baseball. And the more Pirate fans we can get out there making noise and supporting Coach Godwin and the Pirates, better. So let's get a huge crowd out there and have a great weekend. And hopefully by Sunday night, we'll have some really good news about hopefully a sweep over Penn, hopefully.
And that would be 5-0 for the week. So we're shooting for 5-0. Let's shoot for the moon. But anyway, thanks to everybody. Go ahead. What'd you say, Alan?
Shoot for the Moon was a Poco song, by the way.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Now Yacht. Yeah, Yacht Rock. Yacht Rock. We used to say soft rock, but now it's Yacht Rock.
Yeah, I hate that term, by the way. But anyway, that's a different topic for a different day.
All right. And easy listening. Back in the middle of the road.
M-O-R, adult, right? Contemporary.
Adult contemporary. Yeah, exactly. So we'll... Light 98, that's or right. Light 96, I think.
Leave the light on. We're W Light, 96.1 FM.
Yeah, there you go. You remember my grandmother, my dad's mom, that was her favorite radio station growing up. But anyway, we'll get out of here. Thank you so much for everybody tuning in. And if you're joining us via archive, we appreciate you. By the way, I want to mention too again, we're working really hard on our podcast. We get the podcast out as fast as we can. So we're all working and doing other things outside of the show. But we work really hard at getting that to you because we have a lot of people that drive, Alan, and they're driving. And believe it or not, we keep them company. So we appreciate all the truck drivers. I know there's salespeople that tell me when they meet me, hey, you guys are the reason why my trips seem shorter because I just put on the sports objective and go see clients, and I'm driving back and forth and listen to your show. So wherever you're listening, viewing, thank you so much. We appreciate you. We never, ever, ever take you for granted. And don't forget to follow us on, you can follow us on Instagram, on X, like our Facebook page, subscribe to our YouTube channel. And we always put that in the comments, the part of describing the show. If you ever want to email us, we would definitely love to hear from you. We're going to get out of here. Again, congratulations to the Pirates. Great week so far. 2-0 on the week. We hope it's 5-0. And we'll see you next time. And the guys should be back with us on Sunday night. And don't forget, we have the show at 8 o'clock. If it's Sunday night, it's the Sports Objective. And as always, good night, everybody, and go Pirates.
You're watching The Sports Objective, the podcast for Pirates.